80 kilometers north of the capital, Baghdad, fierce clashes take place in the area of Duloiya. Takfiri militants took over the town and blew up the bridge connecting it with the city of Balad to prevent the army from advancing and prevent reinforcements. Following their failure in Diyala province, militants attacked Duloiya on Sunday to enhance their presence in the area and to use it as a gateway to advance towards the capital, Baghdad. At least 6 people were killed there.
The Baghdad Operations Command was able to kill 113 terrorists west and south of Baghdad and capture several armed men, as well as seizing a number of arms and explosive devices belonging to militants and dismantling 39 explosive devices north, west and south of Baghdad that were ready to be used.
Spokesperson for the Iraqi Armed Forces said that around 150 militants, 80 of them just in Salah al-Din, were killed in the areas of Mosul, Tikrit, Babil, Ramadi, Fallujah, Samarra, Shirkat and Diyala as part of their military operation to cleanse these areas.
The armed forces are now trying to widen their areas of presence. The armed groups have changed their strategies after the army started its cleansing operations. Therefore, they are now located in some areas where the army besieged them. This is taking place in Tikrit, Mokhdadia, and Jorf Sakhir. Add to that the airstrikes on Mosul, which prepare for wider ground operations. What the army is now trying to do is push militants out of Baghdad outskirts.
The Iraqi army is now working on a new strategy and trying to prevent militants from advancing towards the Iraqi capital, as well as expanding its military operations. Analysts say that the battle will take time, but the army will certainly defeat armed groups and restore security. The Iraqi army is now pushing Takfiri militants out of several areas. It has engaged them on more than one front, which seems to be a new strategy in the Iraqi army's fight against terrorists. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad Outskirts.